It's going.
It's not.
It is. Look
no,
at
you
it.
You forgot to kickstart it.
I did kickstart it.
You didn't.
I kickstarted it. I rubbed it. Now it's like doing its thing.
Okay, fine. We'll pretend.
Okay, let's pretend then.
Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. Welcome to Sleepless in
Cialis.
Yes.
Yes. So
glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here too.
Happy Father's Day, Warren.
Happy Sperm Donor Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah, yeah.
También.
Yeah, también. It's a weird day, isn't it?
It is. It's always a weird day.
So you know, my mother came to visit today, and the kids, you know, visit the kids and stuff, and so did my sister. And you know, so Father's Day, found myself cooking,
sure,
cleaning,
right.
And then entertaining.
Oh my!
Yeah, how does this work, man?
So what did people do for you today?
Give me a moment.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, keep waiting.
Wait,
let me ask. What did they do for you?
Oh, it was lovely. Went to visit my mom.
Uh huh.
And it's she made me breakfast, made me lunch. We went swimming, went for a nice walk early this morning. Had just a lovely time with them.
Now I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
I did enjoy seeing my family. I mean,
nice.
it's always
right.
nice, especially sure my mother and my sister, Laura.
Right.
But I did run into a challenge.
Okay.
Because we were discussing the podcast.
Okay.
And my mother is now 82.
Right.
Right. And trying to explain to her what Cialis is.
Oh, do you have to?
Well, you gotta say something.
Wow.
Yeah. So how do you explain it gently?
I don't think you do. You just say it's an adult enhancement.
An adult, yeah. But then she's curious as to what that is.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just tell her, but then you don't have to worry about it because it won't come up again.
She should be used to it because she got laid by the dog.
Ah, your dog. Fuck.
That dog. You've had sex with my dog. My mother has had sex with my dog.
Everybody who comes in your house has sex with
that dog. I need to rephrase that because you did not have sex with my dog. My dog had sex with you.
Yes, thank you.
And
we are on air, so some things do need to be clarified.
And the dog had sex with my mother as well, along with Silas, Sophia, and myself.
Right.
The other residents in the house. So I don't know. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I needed to bring that up. So I drove 2 hours home from my mom, and I listened to Sleepless in Cialis the whole way. I never get to do that.
Right.
So I did that. I just wanted to listen. I wanted to be with you. You weren't there.
So that's the next best thing.
How cool is it that I can turn on the podcast and kind of have a conversation with you?
See, you weren't here yesterday. That's why I peed on your house.
Yeah, that was that. So anyway,
Okay.
So I noticed something, and I noticed us using words over and over and over again. Certain words.
Okay.
Yours is awkward.
Awkward.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, hey, Warren. Yeah. Hey, the sky's blue. Oh, that's awkward.
So what's another word for awkward? What can I say?
Well, something that fits the situation.
I'm not that flexible.
I listened to it. It was like a couple of times there were awkward times. I'm like, well, how's that awkward?
I don't have that deep of a vocabulary. I can't go that far.
Oh.
So you got how many episodes did you listen to?
I listened to 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good drive.
Yeah, but I enjoyed them.
And you stayed awake the whole time.
The whole time?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
No, I did. I really did enjoy them.
So since this is a Father's Day episode, I mean, this is a special episode.
Yes.
We should probably blow it up on TikTok just to let everybody know that this episode's coming out.
Yeah.
Where do you think Father's Day falls in rank of celebrations for holidays here in the United States?
I would say there's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
There's Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
There's Easter.
Okay.
Probably Mother's Day comes first, and then Father's Day. Number five.
Yes.
Not bad. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking you're thinking logically.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we're a little further down the list than that.
How far are we down the list?
Well, let's start with number one.
Okay.
Christmas.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Because I think we've shared on the podcast before, Christmas is not about religion. It's about monetary.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
yes.
And spending money.
Yeah.
And then number two in the United States would be Mother's Day.
Uh-huh, monetary spending money.
Yeah. And then there's a few more in between that.
But I do think mothers deserve to be recognized.
They do.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Mothers do a lot.
They're amazing.
But I think when the holiday was developed, it was when the mother stayed home and took care of the house and the kids.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how relevant that is in today's society. There's still a lot of moms that do that, right? But I think a lot of moms are now in the workplace. So the workload has changed over the years.
Oh, it certainly has. Because, but I think for most working moms, it's, I believe it's more difficult for them than when they still had to be at, just at home.
Yeah. Oh,
I think it's more because they have both. They have they're working and then balancing in their motherly things.
Right.
In with that.
But I don't think that's the same anymore. Because as a father, you know, in my current situation, and my father, I way overcompensate. And so I'm dealing with a lot of the motherly situations and all that other kind of stuff. But sure. I think in the average household where both the mother and the father work, I think both the mother and the father have to take responsibility for everything that needs to be done. Getting kids here, getting kids there, cleaning, laundry, all these other things.
Right.
It's not...
At least they should be.
Right.
Yeah.
They should be.
Right.
Ethically.
Right.
So it's not like before where we recognize the mother for, you know, running the household and taking care of the family, making sure everybody... Right. I think times have
roles
changed.
Roles have changed, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to say that there aren't a lot of moms that are still... you know, doing that.
Right.
And not to say that there's not a lot of moms out there that are still pulling a lot more than their share.
Sure.
But things have changed.
Agreed.
Yeah. But anyway, so before we get to Father's Day.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. It's just a tangent.
Okay.
Okay. But before we get to that, then we have Arbor Day.
Stop.
Yes.
So trees are more important than fathers.
Is that what Arbor Day is about?
Trees.
Trees. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. Trees are number 16 on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. And then at number 20 comes in Father's Day.
Number 20?
Number
20. I can't even think of 20 holidays.
Well, we have Columbus Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Easter, like you were saying, Thanksgiving, President's Day. Is MLK a national holiday?
Yes.
Now we have Juneteenth. That's another.
That one came before Father's Day?
I don't know. I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know, pal. I think we're forgotten, and maybe it's because there's so many fathers who aren't fathers.
Yeah, they don't stand up and right. commit.
But why are the rest of us penalized for that?
That's not right. And in reference to my earlier rant about mothers, fathers, in a lot of cases now, are picking up a lot more than what they used to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, neither one of us had great fathers in the house when we grew up, or nor fathers at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think a lot of people in our generation, their fathers never did anything in the house.
Right. True.
Right? Didn't even know where the laundry room was.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't care.
Didn't care. And that's not today's society.
No, by any means.
No. This morning I did laundry.
Right.
You know, because there's no other choice. It's got to get done.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my take on Father's Day.
Okay.
We need some type of recognition.
Okay. What are we going to do that?
Well, this is how my day started. Hang on. Okay. So it's around 6 a.m. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. Sitting out there in my chair. Silas comes walking out of the room and looks at me and goes, "Happy birthday, Dad!" And then kept walking.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And then Sophia wakes up. Comes and sits down on the couch, starts watching her cell phone. I said good morning to her. She never responded.
That's not a good way to start a Father's Day.
Well, at least I got some recognition. I mean, I got recognized for a birthday.
For a birthday.
It's not so bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe that needs to be during our presidential bid.
Okay, wait. Back up a sec.
What?
We haven't formally announced this yet.
We did.
Will you share our platform?
Flatform.
Yeah.
If anybody goes back and listens to any of our ads for Anchor, I say flat porn.
Flat porn.
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 Yeah, I just switched.
No, we don't endorse porn.
Platform.
We don't watch porn.
Flat porn.
No, we have nothing to do with porn.
Warrant. Oh, we have everything to do with porn.
What do you mean?
Well, it's porn.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I have to go to the bathroom real quick. Let me go finish this real fast.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Bye. Yeah, it's going.
It's going.
Craig.
Well, you know, so here's, well, not necessarily our platform.
Welcome back.
Wait.
To Sleepless in Seattle.
I'm just continuing.
Oh, you're continuing.
Well, yeah, I'm tired of you this in these restroom breaks.
But they were talking. You were talking about flat porbs.
You don't get paid by the hour.
Yeah, I do.
To be here?
I like spending time here.
But you don't get like 15-minute breaks, like 2 15-minute breaks a day. You don't get that.
This is my refuge.
This is?
Yes.
Your sanctuary.
My safe zone.
Oh, you have a safe zone?
Right here.
Nobody right can see where you're pointing.
Oh, I'm pointing in the direction of Craig. Yeah. Okay, so we brought up, Craig wanted to make a major announcement in reference to an upcoming bid that we are seriously taking advantage of.
Yes, we actually found the application.
Yes.
Online.
Okay, go ahead and announce,
to
announce
become,
the bid.
We are going to run.
Can I add music?
For,
Yep. Da, 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 da,
what the fuck is that music? No, that's not the right
music. I gotta teach you how to drum.
That's like Looney Tunes.
Oh, and what you're about to announce is not Looney Tunes?
No, that's serious business. So we are gonna run, collect, quit with your drumming.
I'm a good drummer, man.
You're not. You suck ass. So collectively, we are going to run for president.
Yes.
Under
the United States.
Yeah. And our our motto is, could it be worse?
True.
That's what we're going to run on. Yeah.
I think our first campaign should be us falling off bicycles. Because what that does is that creates an association with Joe Biden. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
We want an association with Joe Biden.
Well, it can't be worse than what he's doing.
But why do we want an association with him?
No, that's true.
I don't. He's a horrible president.
Well, according to his track record and what he's done so far in the United States, nice guy. Nice guy.
Is he? I don't believe he is.
I've never really talked to him. Have you?
No, but I have heard some things, like things that he said when, like, a dad was at, after the Afghanistan conflict, he was at a funeral of one of the soldiers, and the dad was there, and he just said some shitty things to the dad. He was there. Isn't it nice that I'm here? And this really doesn't matter.
Oh, so he was more concerned about himself being
there. Yeah, I think he's an asshole.
Okay. Wait.
What?
Since we formally announced our candidacy, will you share the pronoun that we're going to be using?
Them.
Okay.
Them.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So I would like to formally invite Joe Biden to our podcast debate some of these issues
and
give
absolutely.
Him I think we should be honest and give him a fair platform to share his opinion on some of these issues that we're bringing up.
Yes, agreed.
We've talked about the economy recently. We've talked about this thing with Afghanistan. I'd love to get his perspective on how he fell off the bike.
He fell up the airplane stairs.
Up the airplane. Things. Yeah. How do you fall upstairs?
I don't know.
Okay. So, Mr. President Biden, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are.
Sure.
Yeah. We formally invite you to attend this podcast.
Yes.
To debate with them.
Yep. Shoot us an email.
No, is he debating with them?
Bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yes.
Yeah, did you pay the renewal on that?
No, did you?
No.
I thought it was automatic renewal.
Could be.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. If not, you can just send us a message through this platform.
Flatform. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, Mr. Biden, who's the vice president now?
Kamala Harris.
So, Camel, if you'd like to debate with us,
yes,
we're here. Or your daughter. Your daughter gets more positive press than you do. So,
We'd love to talk to you. Or we're sure that you'll just laugh and not actually say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're pretty famous for doing. I mean, we've watched you probably 100 times. And that, wow, Warren's watch is talking to us now. Yeah. That's fantastic. British guy.
That's an Indian taxi cab driver.
Well, you need to change that because we're running for president of the United States of America.
What, are you embarrassed that I support Indian people?
No, I think it's great that you do, but I don't think that they should be on your wrist.
No, I think it's acknowledging their culture.
No, I think you should do it like every good American and have an English accented lady.
That was an English accent.
Oh my God.
Didn't the British?
You just said that it was Indian.
No, my friend.
Oh,
my friend. Honestly, did the British not colonize India? Did they not invent that country?
They did not invent that country? No.
Yes.
No, Gandhi did.
No, they built the Taj Mahal.
Now, Taj Mahal is an amazing jazz artist.
Well, then they did that too.
No, they didn't.
The British
did. He's an African American gentleman.
Oh,
he's brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we have the application and we're going to fill it out and we understand that we just need to send him some cash and we're on the ballot.
Now, let's get down to business here.
Okay.
We're going to need some financial support in order to run for president.
Yes.
Or more importantly, we just need an avenue to share our opinions about how we do things.
Uh-huh, agreed. Yeah.
And so Craig and I, or them,
I thought we had an avenue for that.
What's that?
Sharing our opinions.
What's that?
The podcast.
I don't think anybody listens.
But you know people are watching us on TikTok.
German Filipinos listening.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think she voted last election.
Oh, no, well, she'll vote this one.
Yeah.
If we're running, she'll vote.
So we would like...
If you're running.
If anybody's involved in the press or the media, Craig and I, also known as them, would like the opportunity to share our platform with America.
And I think our name should be WAG.
WAG.
Warren and Craig. WAG.
Warren and Craig.
Yeah, that's our name.
That's WAG.
WAG.
No, where do you get G from?
Craig. It's the last letter of my name.
WAG. Warren and Craig, whack. Yeah.
I like WAG.
And we need to get somebody with KY too. Wacky.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So our platform for domestic issues
is... I heard that you go through a lot of KY.
Vaseline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, wait. We're getting off topic here.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a shocker.
Okay. Our platform regarding domestic issues.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to make the first announcement.
Okay.
Okay. All Americans should be responsible for working, paying their way in society, and contributing to the system.
That is not the American way.
Then what are we going to do?
We're going to just make sure everybody just gets to keep going like they do.
So are we going to do stimulus checks?
No. God, no. That has killed our economy.
Big time.
Yeah?
I think every American should be held responsible to work and contribute to society.
Not every American. Some people deserve the
programs.
Those
with the ability. No.
Those with the ability, yes. Absolutely agree.
Yeah, and I think not all those with the ability do that.
So what do we do with the people who don't have the, or do have the ability and choose not to? What do we do with them?
Well, we have one of two choices. We can continue to support them and provide services for them.
Uh-huh.
Or we can tell them to get off their ass and go to work.
So how do we get them to get off their ass and go to work?
When you enable people... become able.
It's true.
Yeah. But if you take everything away, they're going to get hungry and they're going to have to figure it out.
Or we just have more homeless people.
No. I want to ask you a question. When you were young, right? You were young when you had your first daughter.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had one of two choices.
Uh-huh.
You could sit there with your hand out.
Uh-huh.
Or you could go out and bust your ass and provide for your
child. See, now those were not my two choices. Because I was not raised that way. And I did not believe that I had a choice. It's my responsibility to take care of my family.
Absolutely.
So I took care of my family. But that's not everybody believes that. They believe it's your and I responsibility to take care of their family.
So I think
the taxpayer.
I think that should be part of our platform.
Okay.
Them says everybody should work.
Okay.
That is capable of working.
Right.
Okay. Now fill us in on the borders.
Well, I think, what do you think about if we hire enough people, we create jobs.
Uh-huh.
To the people who are unable to work.
Uh-huh.
Those people, it's their job to make sure those people are unable to work.
Well, why don't we just keep outsourcing everything to China?
No.
Why not?
We have people who go and check on those people and make sure that they are legitimate users of social programs.
I think that would be a good idea. Auditors.
Same with the border.
Auditors.
Auditors.
Yes.
With the border, I think we have people who make becoming a legal citizen of the United States somewhat of a decent process.
Mm-hmm.
And it not take 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And we just determine if those people are fit people, that they're not criminals, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Make them a citizen and get here. Enable them to work. Enable them to pay taxes.
So
instead of just opening the border and saying, hey, everybody come.
Go for it.
We're going to take care of you.
So we're not going to do what Joe's doing.
No, but we can create more jobs.
Uh-huh.
By having a place where having facilities and having people that will actually expedite this process.
So, okay, let's clarify this, because I think we're both pro-immigration.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're both for, well, them is for creating a system where people can easily migrate, right?
What did you say, easily?
Yeah. Look
it
up.
Oh, motherfucker. How are we going to be president when you can't even...
It's all good. We have people that can do that for us.
No! We still need to be able to speak and convey a idea.
So these people, and I think we both agree, especially in my industry, right? Without immigration, our industry would collapse.
Sure.
Right? Because we need people in those positions.
Right.
But unfortunately, Joe Biden has created this system where these people can migrate, work illegally, and us as employers are forced to skirt the law so we can continue to operate.
Right.
Yeah, and if we didn't, we would have to close our business and we wouldn't be paying any taxes.
Or they're working for cash.
Uh-huh.
They're getting benefits from the American government.
Right.
And they're taking that cash and they're sending it back to Mexico or wherever they came from.
Yeah. Yeah, which is wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Why not just make them legal? First year, again, creating jobs.
Right.
Where people here are trained to help them get their citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Get them here. They can contribute to society, to our society, and become real citizens of the United States instead of a draw on our society.
Are you trying to increase our tax base?
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. And here's another bizarre thought.
What's that?
If everybody would vote them into office and they would take our plan, we would have a lot more available workforce.
Uh-huh.
We could bring our manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have to close China, unfortunately.
Right.
But our economy would be bolstered.
Yeah. Encourage pipelines. Encourage going after our resources instead of everybody else's. And edge our way towards becoming self-sufficient.
I want to share an opinion on this.
Okay.
I want to share a story.
Okay.
Okay. In my industry, we work with a lot of people in this part of the country that migrate up from Mexico.
Okay.
Currently, the minimum daily pay rate in Mexico is right around $5 per day.
Okay.
Okay. That's horrible.
Yes.
Right? Well, they migrate to the United States where we're paying a minimum wage, which is about 12 bucks an hour right now, right? They work for us for a couple of years. They make 15 bucks an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're making 3 times the minimum daily wage per hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Per hour?
Well, yeah. If it's a $5.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. So if they're making $5 per day in Mexico, now they're making $15 per hour.
Right.
Right? Which equates to what? 400%, you know, 300, 400, 500% increase in wages.
Right.
They have so much gratitude for the opportunity to work.
Right.
Right? And because they are climbing the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in America, if we take an American and we put them into that situation, they're going to spit on it.
Well, yeah. I deserve more.
I deserve more.
For why?
Whereas when we get these immigrants, they're like, what else can I do for you?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're grateful for it.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a clear appreciation of growing.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas in the United States, if we don't start at the top and get that immediate gratification,
that's right,
we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We need to wind this episode down.
No, we're just getting started here.
No, we have to have part two of POTUS.
Scrotus.
Scrotus. Oh, yes. That way. Yeah. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, Scrotus. Instead of POTUS, we are going to run as Scrotus. Instead of the President of the United States, we will be, what does that stand for?
I don't know. That's why I'm having you bail us out on this one.
Okay. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very important acronym. Our advisory team put it together.
We, of course, had it, but yeah. It's not coming to our memory.
Yes, right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now I'm completely perplexed.
Yeah, me too. Let's go.
So, in order to start building support for them to get into office, we would appreciate emails to bighands@sleeplessinseattle.com. And we're also beginning to look for large financial donations to our campaign.
Yes.
We have started a super PAC, I think it's called.
Political Action Committee?
Yes.
Really? Okay, yes, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to do this illegitimately.
We are.
Let me ask one question before we wind this episode down.
No.
Okay, please. Okay, State of the Union Address. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So them gets up to the podium.
Uh-huh.
Right? We start speaking. Nancy Pelosi will probably still be there, okay. I would imagine.
We're not going to have it at a podium.
No?
No.
What are we going to wear? That's what I'm worried about. I want to know what we are wearing.
Well, every president until Obama wore Allen Edmonds Park Avenue shoes for their inauguration. Every single one of them.
Okay.
Until Obama. He changed it. So let's go back to tradition and we'll wear Vans.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes. Vans. And okay. And it's a more of a formal event, the State of the Union Address. So,
yes.
I was going to say khaki shorts, but maybe we could go khaki pants.
Well, let's go. No, let's go like Ralph Lauren shorts.
Ralph Lauren shorts. Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the top?
I like these fresh and easy, fresh and something t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. They're very comfortable.
They're very comfortable.
Yeah, okay. I say we do that. Okay. So bighands@sleeplessinseattle.com.
Yes. And Ray-Ban.
Oh, I also want to make an announcement as
What's
well.
What's that?
Okay. You and I think, lead fairly conservative lifestyles.
Yes.
And when we become scrotum, we will...
Scrotus.
Scrotus.
Yes.
Okay. So when we become scrotus, we're going to continue to be conservative when we're in the White House. Okay? So I'm going to take the helm as the executive chef in the White House.
Are you really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'd love to cook.
We have more important business to take care of.
No, fuck that. That's what advisors are for.
No.
Oh, what do
We're
you
doing think? This because we need to get away from this whole political bullshit. And have people who will make real decisions for real people.
What do you think Joe Biden does
so
all day?
So we're real people. He does nothing.
Trump golfed and watched CNN.
So we need to be of the people for the people. That's who we're going to be. And we're going to help. And we're going to contribute. And we're going to take part in this. And you're not going to cook.
When we get elected, right? And we have that parade, right?
Here it comes.
Yeah, when we have the parade,
uh-huh.
This is what I want.
Hmm.
I want a Lincoln. An old Lincoln,
uh-huh.
Right? A Lincoln town car.
Boy, do I want a Lincoln, too.
Yo, I bet you do.
Yes.
Yeah, and in the back, there's going to be a stretch Lincoln, and there's going to be a hot tub on the back, right? And you and I are going to be in the hot tub. Yeah.
Really?
Going through our parade.
Can we vape?
Hell yeah!
Okay.
Okay, but wait, that's good. I'm glad you said that, because we need to be honest with the American people.
Uh-huh.
And since we are going to be scrotum, I think we need to...
Scrotus.
Scrotus, or them for president. I think we need to be honest up front about who we are.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
You know,
that is not the limo with the jacuzzi in the back.
That's not us. It's not a jacuzzi. It's a hot tub.
That's not us.
Then what is us?
It's probably like a Jeep. Something with it without the top on where we can just wave to people. And
we should use the Pope-mobile.
No, we don't need, nobody wants to shoot us.
No, that thing's enclosed in glass.
But that's not why they don't want to shoot us. They don't, because we're going to be by the people, for the people, of the people.
Okay.
So everybody's going to like us. And
this has gone wrong. We have a lot of work to do before we get in office.
What kind of work?
That's the point.
We don't have work to do. I think we need to go into this as ourselves.
Absolutely.
So why do we have all this work to do?
We don't, because we're both master delegators.
Oh, we're master something. That's
all right, everybody. Big hands at sleeplessinseattle.com.
Thank you for being here. Please email us and
TikTok.
Show your support.
You can get a hold of us on TikTok. Yeah. If you do, don't laugh when I say this, but if you do hashtag Kim Kardashian, it'll take you to our videos. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Is she